Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Game 2, our conversation with the head coach, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. It has come to my attention that your pregame media conference here before Game 2 was like a new record short. Have you figured out a way to sort of, like, with your eyes, are you just captivating the media to the point where they are without questions?
Well, I think everybody that was in there was here yesterday. They were here this morning, and they're just kind of sick of talking.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, I just told you, if Baines wouldn't have turned his ankle, there would have been no questions, and it really would have been record-setting and the best press conference ever.
We are sort of... I mean, the media is a little overserved at this time of year. That's sort of the way it goes. I'm always curious as to what your rewatching a game reveals, but in real time, the thing about forget how well and how well things went, there was a calmness to Game 1. There was a decisiveness, sort of a almost a coldness in efficiency to the way that go. Did it feel that way either watching it again or on the floor as it was happening?
I thought we were really focused. I thought we were really purposeful. We weren't perfect. You're never going to be. The other team is playing, too, and they're awfully good. And we'll get a better shot from them tonight, and we're going to have to be even better. But I thought we prepared to play well in Game 1, and we did. We prepared to play well again, and I like our focus. I like our attention. I like our mindset. But it's going to be a challenge because, you know, this is going to be a championship punch we take.
Yeah, and they shot, and it's funny, you don't remember because you won Game 1 of the series last year. They came back in Game 2 and shot, I think it was like 60% in Game 2 last year.
Yeah, and we ended up winning that one too.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we lived that a little bit last year after Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals with LeBron, the way that he came out. So those are all experiences that you take with you. We know what it's going to be like. We know what we have to do, but you have to be able to play through that intensity. You have to be able to play through that urgency and really do what you need to do. Starts are important, the start of both halves. And then I think, you know, not allowing a 15-0 run at any time like we did the other day is awfully important.
You spoke this morning in one of the aforementioned media sessions that you've had between games, specifically about Jalen and Jason, and I bring it up because it's just too easy to forget that 3 weeks ago in the Final Four, there were multiple starters in those games older than the two of them. And it's one thing that we expect greatness from the top veterans in the league, but they sort of, because of the playoff run last year, they fall under that heading of expectations, and it's just too easy to forget how ridiculously young they are, what they've already done.
Well, I think that, and, you know, they were really lucky to be drafted into our situation where there's a responsibility with how they play and it impacts, you know, the outcome of winning or losing. Obviously, that's the case with any high pick, but very rarely do they come to a team as deep and as, you know, with as many players as we've had. And certainly that's grown over time, but the uniqueness of having those Brooklyn picks while still having some guys that have been there, done that, has been a unique situation. But as a result, I often think they're held to a standards of both perform as everyone would assume a top pick would perform and impact winning all the time. And I think that, you know, it's pretty rare to be able to do both at that age, and they've consistently done that.
On the topic of the learning curve, this is your ninth playoff series now over in the fifth season that you've been in the playoffs. Are there things that you have learned about dealing with a series, about preparation, about the time in between games, about the danger of overthinking, adjusting, that buzzword everybody uses before Game 2, things that you didn't know 4 years ago?
No question. And there's things that, I mean, you should be better with experience, but, I feel way more comfortable every year in that scenario. Now, that being said, you know, it's still about going out and playing hard, playing well, emphasizing the things that lead to winning. And it always goes back to transition defense and rebounding. Because even if the other team makes small tweaks, small adjustments, whatever the case may be, you can react to that very quickly if you're on your toes, both as a team, staff, whatever. You just have to make sure that that doesn't impact how you play and the urgency with which you play. And that's one of the things that, you know, we've talked a lot about. It doesn't matter who they start, how they decide to guard pick and rolls, how we decide to match up, all those things. We have to play the way we want to play as many minutes as possible.
You think there's any chance you could get no questions before Game 3 from the media? What would have to happen for that to happen?
That's a good question. Well, I do think this. We've got 3 days in between games.
That's,
I think the game four, I would say, would be very likely. with having 3 days plus all being in Boston.
All right, we're gonna pencil all that in, see what happens before game four. In the meantime, it's game two, and it's next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.